direct from St. Louis. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2018, brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
ACB 2018, I'm standing here with Jamie Revell. She's a UX research and accessibility lead. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Wow, Thank you. Nice job.
For Express Scripts. And you guys do lots of things with prescriptions and delivery of said prescriptions and much more. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So actually, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So at Express Scripts, we are a pharmacy benefit manager, and we also provide home delivery of medications. And as far as my role, I am focused on making sure that our communications, such as our member website and our mobile application, are accessible so that they work with assistive technologies such as screen readers.
Awesome. So, of course, people get their medications delivered, and I noticed, and as I introduced here, you're right next door to Envision America, and one of the big things that people probably would be interested in is that you are using the ScriptTalk system with your medications?
Yes, we do. So we, for our pill bottles, we offer Braille and large print labels, but we do also offer, in partnership with Envision, the ScriptTalk device. So we, in our pharmacy, we'll put on the RFID labels that ScriptTalk uses so that you can use the pill bottles with their device and it will read the label information out loud.
Is that an either or, the Braille or the ScriptTalk, or is it both?
Nope, you can have both Braille and the ScriptTalk on the same label.
And I'm assuming that's included in the price of the prescription?
Correct. There is no fee to the member for that.
So what is the cost of prescriptions? I mean, I know you don't have them all memorized, but how does it work ordering online versus going to a local pharmacy?
It really depends on your benefit plan setup and who you get your pharmacy benefits, what organization, if you get it through your work or what company you get it through. There's a lot of different benefit plans available and different plans formats, and so really it's kind of on a case-by-case basis. We offer on our website a price of medication feature so that you can go to our website and price medications not only through Express Scripts but at your local pharmacies as well, so that you can kind of do a comparison and on your specific medication see what the best deal for you is.
And I guess right, the mail order makes the most sense for probably those recurring prescriptions where you know you're going to need something every week or every month, right?
Correct. It's really for your maintenance medications. We offer 3 months supplies of medication, so things that you are pretty well established on and take on a regular basis.
And what's the turnaround time if you order a medication? How long does it take for it to receive it?
It can depend, depending on if it's in stock or, you know, those sorts of things. If it's a specialty medication, typically it would be within 5 to 7 days. It also depends on if it's a refill or a renewal, if we have to reach out to your doctor to get a new prescription or an authorization from your physician or your provider as well.
And like you said, your goal is to make the entire process accessible so a blind person could...
Correct.
So if I have, say, I have a printed prescription. Some doctors aren't doing the online thing yet, unfortunately. If I have one, can you help me decipher that and make sure I can get the prescription from you guys? Or
it's possible we could work with you. You could like take a picture of the prescription.
Okay.
We probably have some different options that we could try to figure out.
Okay.
That situation.
Great. So what's the process? If I want to get signed up, or if I wanted to get a ScriptTalk and then, you know, start getting the accessible prescriptions, what's the process with you guys?
So we typically don't work directly with members. You typically have to be offered the benefit plan through your healthcare or your company that you work for, or whatever health plan that you work with. If you are offered Express Scripts through your company or your organization that you get your healthcare through, then you can either come to the website or give us a call and start working with us to get your home delivery medications that way.
How large are you as a company? So what's the likelihood of a business or company using you guys as a provider?
We have 87 million. We serve members. We serve 1 out of 3 U.S.
Wow.
citizens within this country. So 1 out of 3 people have Express Scripts benefits in some form.
Okay. And is that mostly company related, or are you associated at all with Medicare, Medicaid, things like that?
We have Medicare plans and have quite a few members who come to us through Medicare and Medicaid as well.
Okay, great. So if people want to get more information or maybe try to track some of this down, of course they could talk to their company. And how could they contact you?
Yeah, our website is express-scripts.com, and you can find information there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.